This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oops, hang on. Wrong button, not a good way to start on a Monday. Good morning, Lee, by the way.
Hey there, Tara.
All right, let's try this again. Let's hit it.
But between the tariffs and, you know, less government spending and government jobs, government workers losing their jobs, does this lead to a recession? Maria Bartiromo asked the president that on Sunday Morning Futures. Here's what he said.
Are you expecting a recession this year?
I hate to predict things like that. There is a period of transition because what we're doing is very big. We're bringing wealth back to America. That's a big thing. And there are always periods of, it takes a little time. But I think it should be great for us. I mean, I think it should be great.
Yeah, we're going to have a recession.
Yeah, that's...
Which is, by the way, if you listen to this show, very old news.
Right.
I began explaining this before the election, how this would go, and now we're here. Here's what happened, and you can see this on my X feed, because I've documented this, and I'll retweet it again this morning. What happened? The Democrats wanted to be able to say, oh, we left you a huge booming economy. So they lied and fixed all the economic stats coming out of the Bureau of Labor Statistics, which is where most of our economic stats come out of. And it and I remember seeing that when it popped up, when the Chyron popped up on Fox News, they first reported this. I was sitting right here. I was doing my Battleground podcast. I just saw it out of the corner of my eye. I busted out laughing. The story was Joe Biden was handing off an economy to Donald Trump that was growing at a 3.9% rate. I literally laughed out loud when I saw it because I knew it was fake. And sure enough, it was fake. After Trump was sworn in, they revised the prediction for the first quarter down to a growth rate, not 3.9, but really, 2.3. Okay. Then 3 weeks ago, the Atlanta Fed quietly revised it down again to a negative 1.5. In other words, first quarter of recession. I think we've been in a recession for a couple of quarters. I think we're actually in a recession. I think we've been in one. They've just been lying about it. So just to recap, okay, because this is banana republic kind of stuff. As Joe Biden fades from office, they say we're growing, they are predicting 3.9% growth. So that way the Democrats can claim, oh, we handed off this great economy. It was growing at like 4%. That's a lie. They faked the numbers. Within just a few weeks after that, revised down to 2%, 2.3% growth. And then just a couple of weeks after that, for a total of 6 weeks, it's going to be negative 1.5. So it's either going to be a 4% growth economy, that would be huge, or a negative 1.5% growth economy. That's a 5.4% swing points. That's ridiculous. Well, because they lied. And that's exactly what I said would happen, Lee. Exactly. I mean, back me up on this. I've been saying this for months.
Oh, absolutely.
That the numbers were fake. I said it before the election. I said, if Trump wins, what they'll do is just very gradually start telling the truth about the numbers. And it will look like, and by they, I mean the Bureau of Labor Statistics, it will look like Trump caused a recession. No, we were already in a recession. I told you that 2 quarters ago. We're in a recession. We're also in a jobs apocalypse. They're going to begin to tell the truth on that too, with all kinds of revisions. So that's where we are. Trump knows he's got to fess to this, that this is, we're going into recession because we've been in a recession. I think we were probably in a recession last quarter too. I think they just faked all the numbers. So this is a problem. And what it's going to get blamed on is the tariffs. The tariffs are going to be blamed for this. And the Democrats are going to say it's Trump's recession when literally we were already in it. But that's what happens when you fake the economic numbers when a Democrat's in office and then you tell the truth when a Republican's in office. So if you've watched the Atlanta Fed the last few weeks, and I've been screaming about this, I did podcasts on this, they admitted, hey, we were lying about the economic numbers under Biden, but hey, we're telling the truth now. Yeah, negative 1.5% growth. Well, that's a recession. I mean, you got to get 2 quarters of it, but my argument is we already did. I think Biden went out of office in a recession. I think Americans knew we were in a recession and we were being lied to. But this is going to be a complicating factor because Lee Trump is inheriting Biden's recession, and that's going to weaken his position in trade negotiations, particularly tariff negotiations.
And the Democrat Party and Democrat leadership and the what's left of the legacy media will try to give Biden cover on this and lie about it and take this out of context. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a problem, but it's not the only problem.
If that were only so.
Yeah, well, okay. And you really did a good job on the news report this morning of nailing the ridiculousness of the Republicans. What do they call this thing? Budget? Is that what that thing is?
Yeah, it's a continuing resolution.
Yeah.
Once again, stopgap spending bill, whatever you want to call it. It's not a real budget.
Mm-mm. No, this is exactly, again, what I said would happen. I warned about this a month ago. I said, Mike the Knife Johnson, our speaker, who, is really, quite frankly, I think an awful person. I don't know any other way to put it. When he ran for speaker, he promised the Republicans, look, I'm going to give you appropriations bills. We're going to actually go in and cut. We're going to stop passing Nancy Pelosi's budget. We're going to start passing a Republican budget. And to do that, you have to have appropriations bills. So you can go in and cut things. Well, that was almost 2 years ago now. We've never seen an appropriations bill. Now he's playing the same games Nancy Pelosi played, which is appropriate because he's essentially still passing her budget. There's been some changes to it, but essentially it's still her budget. And so I warned a month ago, there was a Congress member who, spoke on the floor, very brave, said, hey, listen, we're not doing appropriations bills. We're not cutting. We're getting ready to do this again. And what he said was Mike Johnson, the Republican speaker, is dragging his feet so as to cause a crisis. So as to back, we're not doing any budget work. We're not doing anything in these committees. We're certainly not cutting anything. And then he's going to come out and go, oh, no, CR, got to pass it last minute. Oh, it's awful. It's a crap sandwich. But, oh, no, the government will shut down. What a crisis. Oh, and the Democrats will blame us. Oh, well, he did it. The Democrats didn't do this.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
I don't like the Democrats, but they didn't do this, Lee. They didn't do this. We did. Our rotten Republican leadership in the House did this. Dragging their feet, dragging their feet, dragging their feet. We could have been cutting. Here's Caroline Leavitt all the way back on January 7th, okay, before Trump is sworn in, begging Mike the Knife to please start cutting, start the bill process. Why? So we don't end up against the budget deadline and facing a shutdown.
Congress needs to immediately get to work to start drafting a big, beautiful bill that needs to make its way to President Trump's desk as soon as possible. He wants one package to make America safe.
And they didn't. So now they're playing the stupid game. Oh, the Democrats will shut down. They'll vote to shut down. They'll stop us. Oh, no, we're out of time. Well, we're out of time because Mike the Knife literally made sure we'd run out of time so he could cram this crap sandwich down our throats, which is a bigger budget deficit than Joe Biden had. So Republicans now own this. They are the party of big spending. They're going to force Trump to sign this. Republican leadership knows this. If Trump, causes any kind of ruckus whatsoever, the whole thing will go down in flames. The government will shut down. It'll be absolute crisis. So you watch Republican leadership brilliantly engineer what this budget does is, and it's really shocking. I mean, even Joe Biden could do this, $20 trillion added to our national debt in 9 years, fastest ever. It's a disaster. And then as you said, Lee, in your news, brilliantly, they're saying, oh, no, we're going to do the Doge cuts. We might be refunding everything Doge has cut now, but we'll do them. When are you going to do them, Mike? Not 2026.
Yeah.
2026? Why not now?
Well,
2026. You mean when?
I'm just going to say, are we supposed to believe that there's not going to be another continuing resolution?
No, there will. No, because remember the lie that they told us this fall? Remember when Mike Johnson literally was huddling, not with the Republicans, but with the Democrats to write that other crap sandwich, that 1,500 pages disaster. And he said, don't worry. Once Trump's sworn in March, we'll do the cuts. And he immediately starts dragging his feet to make sure we'll run up against the deadline. And now the Republicans are saying, hey, we got to pass just anything we can. So what does that mean? What does this mean? Well, Bonchi from Red State nailed it overnight on X. He said, look, what this tells you, Republicans are going to ride this country down into bankruptcy. They are. Democrats will push it off a cliff, right? I mean, they will mash the accelerator, will go off the cliff. It's going to go faster. But Republicans have no plan whatsoever of any kind to avoid bankruptcy. We're just going to print ourselves to oblivion. And if you want to know what this looks like at the end of 5 years, four or five years, the dollar will lose. I mean, the dollar lost 25% of its value under Joe Biden. Well, this is the same spending. So the dollar is going to lose another 25% of its value. Americans aren't going to be able to buy houses. They're not going to be able to afford food. We will own inflation. Republicans will be the party of inflation. This is a choice. And I just want you to remember, this is when the choice was made. Now, keep in mind, there's an easy solution here. If Mike the Knife and John Thune don't have the cojones to cut this stuff, give us the damn paragraph. Give it to us. The one already pre-written for you by the Wall Street Journal. Put it in there. It authorizes Trump to cut entire departments or Doge or both. Who cares who does it? It authorizes it. Let Trump be the bad guy. Let him cut. Okay, you guys can pass all the bloated budgets you want, but the departments you're funding won't be there. Give him the paragraph. Let him cut. Stop the Democrat lawsuits. Give him the authority to do it. They won't. Instead, they say, we'll approve Doge's cuts in a year. Yeah. But right now, we're going to refund everything. Oh, you mean including the fraud and the corruption and the $500 billion in programs that have expired? You're going to refund that? Yeah, sure. We love it. We love fraud and corruption. Okay. We're going to own it. This is it. This is history. Inflation belongs to the Republican Party right now. And I am the only, by the way, pundit who's going to tell you this today. Republicans are lying their butts off. All of these GOP pundits Charlie Kirk, oh, this is the best. No, pass it, liar.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.